everybody. This is Tracy. Happy World Narcissist Abuse Awareness Day. It is June 1st, and that is the title of the day. And it is a kind of a special event. You can actually Google World Narcissist Abuse Awareness Day, because there's a whole website dedicated with all of these speakers, great YouTubers, great speakers that are going to be giving a free summit for the day. So if it's not too late for you to check in with that, go and see and access that information for yourself. It's like a holiday. I'm so excited about the day because we need to raise awareness. And some of the things that I've been doing to raise awareness on narcissist abuse are to have built my website, narcissistabusesupport.com. If you haven't been to it, visit it. We've got a whole bunch of resources and a whole bunch of articles and book suggestions. There's so much out there. People guest blog for us and give us really information that you need to know. I also have a Facebook group. If you haven't checked that out, we have about 4,500 members right now, and just Google or go into Facebook and do Narcissist Abuse Support Facebook group and you will find us there. I have a local meetup, and I actually last night took over both the Denver and the Boulder. I've already had the Boulder, and I've been a co-leader of the Denver one. So as of yesterday, I am now the sole owner of that group, if you call it owner, I don't know, or organizer of that group. We had a meeting last night, and I don't know, I think there were probably over 20 people. And every time I meet with them, every time I meet with survivors, I get inspired. I get inspired because of the different stages that people come into that group, men and women. And they might be a narcissistic child, a parent was their narcissist. They might be divorcing a narcissist. There might be someone in the group that is working with a narcissist, or has someone in their church that was a narcissist. The gamut is so wide, and yet we all suffer so badly at the hands of these monsters. And I put a Facebook post out there this morning on my group and asked people, if you could tell your narcissist one thing, what would it be? And I just took a look at it before I got on here, and there's a lot of people very angry. And that usually happens in the early stages of the recovery process. I said, you didn't break me. You tried to ruin me, but haha, you didn't break me. So what would you say to your narcissist if you could say one thing right now? Tell us in the comments, because that's where the conversation happens. That's where the fun begins, is to engage with each other. As I have my meetup group, what I have discovered is, and I get messages from people all over the place, from Germany to England to Kentucky, that say there's nothing like that in their area. And how do they find it? Well, I've got a list of all of them on my website, but that doesn't mean that there are a lot of them. These are usually victim run. Sometimes they're therapist run, and they're support groups. And you can set one up. So what I've decided is to offer to whoever wants to be a part of having a meetup group in your area, how to lead one of these, how to do it. I want to teach you that. And I'm going to put a link down below later this afternoon, because I've got to run out right now. So look for the link. I'm going to put a link to a form that you can fill out on my website if you're interested. This is going to be a free class. I'm going to do it for 4 weeks in a row. We're going to have a video conference, and I'm going to teach you what I have learned in my 2.5 years of running these groups and give you the tools that you need to start one in your area. You do not need to be a therapist. You do not need to be in any specific point of your recovery. You just need to be willing and wanting a group that you will be so inspired by all of the people that come and look to the group for support. Everyone's in different places when they get into this group. Some have been researching and understand it, while others are just blindsided and don't even know the terminology, like gaslighting and ghosting and all of the other terms that we use in this arena. I'm so excited to be teaching this to you guys, and I welcome you to join up, and we will put together a series of classes, and this will all be for you, because I want to raise awareness and help you raise awareness and help you help other survivors. So look for the link later today, and just tell us, if you could say one thing to your narcissist, what would it be? I'm excited that I can say, you're nothing. You will get karma. Karma's coming for you, all right? Without question, that's not mine to give. Mine to give is me healing. And you, I did it without you. I don't need you, and I will never, ever be fooled. Thanks to your sleazy behavior, I have learned so much. And that's all I got, is let's have a great narcissist abuse awareness day. All right, so everybody, thank you so much. This is Tracy. Have a great day. I'm off.